Okay, we're going to start on Testament of Bais by the Avodah Elohu. So basically we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim as to whether or not a woman who is consecutively mapelas, she has miscarriages, but each mapelas is within the Yemei Malos, the 80 days of the previous miscarriage. So what's the story? Impossible today. Impossible. So the question is whether that second baby counts. Rabbi Meir says the second baby counts, and then you start counting, everything counts from the second baby, and then you bring one carbon at the end. That's what the Chacham is saying. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the second baby is it as if it's not there. So any baby that's born within the Malos of the previous baby doesn't count. There's no carbon on that. But the next baby, which is born after the Malos of two babies before him, he has to bring the carbon. So that's the whole deal by carbon. Now the Gemara asks, well, what's the story by Tumah? Story by Tumah. So Ibai Lahu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a suffix. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the chi of the korban is chal on the first one, and the blood that was born within the Yemei Tahara of the previous one are potter from the korban. What's the story? Bituma mai li amar Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say by tuma? Because when a woman gives birth, each time she discharges, well, now there is a flow, urine flow, and that is considered Yemei Nida. And if it's the Gemara makes the assumption somehow that you can tell whether or not that miscarriage is a zachar or a nekeva. It bothers me because I don't think you can tell what the sex of the baby is that early in the pregnancy. But assuming that you can, that seems to be the assumption. That seems to be the assumption of the Gemara. So basically, so if a woman, because if it was a zachar, you'd have one week, then 33 days. And if it's a nekeva, you have 2 weeks and 66 days. So matuma and miley. So every time now we're talking about it's nekeva. Keva, nekeva, nekeva, nekeva. So Mali Amar Rabbi Yehuda, what's the story? Does she have two Yemei Malos of Yemei Toar, does the second baby not even count for that as well, according to Rabbi Yehuda? So let's read the Gemara inside. Mi Amrina, do we say Ad Kan Lok Amar Rabbi Yehuda Vla Cheni Kamanda Lesa Dami El Inyan Karban? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that the second baby is, if it's not there, only the Gabe Karban. The second baby doesn't count, so therefore the third baby, which is Nolad Betoch Yemei Malos. Right, is not niftar of the, which is nolad, the token name goes to the second, but not of the first, that one has to bring the carbon. Meaning you have, the second baby doesn't count, the third baby does, it's a bit of a chumrah, you have to bring more kabanas. Going to the chumim, you only, each new miscarriage knocks off the previous one, is to only bring one carbon at the end. So me, I'm reading, Adkan loka amar Rabbi Yehuda, Vlacheni, command the lesser dummy, Elian carbon, Kavan, Dilo, Yacha, Shasha, we give by carbon, because each time he was born, it was born within the, before the previous one had the timing to bring a carbon. So it gets subsumed into the previous one. So that's the case. Then the second baby is not there. It's Nefshar Kamisha Eno. It's combined with into the first carbon. And she doesn't have Yemei Malos, you know, by itself to pot to the carbon. It doesn't have Yemei Malos. Right, that's what fine. Maybe when it comes to Tumah and Tara, maybe you'll say that the second baby is considered that it's there. And what would happen? Umasika Tumah Desheni. So the Yemei Tumah of the Vlad Sheni, right, the 14 days of the Vlad Sheni, would stop the Yemei Tahara of the Vlad Rishon. The Vlad Rishon was given birth, he gave birth. So he had, say it was in the cave, he had 14 days. Okay, then she was permissible to her husband. So then we have to wait at least 40 days now for the Yetzirah of Vlad. Right, everyone says by the 80 or something. But you have to wait 40 days for the tears of blood. Then she gets pregnant, and then she has a miscarriage. So she has Yemei Tumah again. So those 14 days stop. She still has like 20 some odd days left. She has 26 days left of the previous one. So it stops those. Right, the Yemei Tumah of the Vlad Hasheni stopped. The Yemei Tahara of the Vlad Rishon. They're not counted together. And then when she finishes the Yemei Tumah of the Vlad Sheni, Mimale Yemei Tahora Derishon. She'll then continue counting the leftover Yemei Tahora of the first one, and after she finishes the Yemei Tahora of the first one, the Hadramone Yemei Tahora Lasheni. Then she'll count another 66 days for the second one.
I think it's so complicated. I
don't know. O Dilma, or do we say, Li Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand how this one works, O Dilma, Churmahudi Islay, Avalhacha Kulahu, the Kula Lesley. Or does Rabbi Yehuda says, no. He's going to say that the Vlad Sheni is not here either. Because over there, what would happen, in the previous case it was a Chumrah, because by subsuming the second into the first, that means you have to bring a carbon for the third, and for the fifth. And each one you have to bring a carbon. He's bringing extra kavanos, as opposed to the chachamim who cut it and say it only starts counting after the last baby is born. It's only one karban. Rabbi Yehuda has more kavanos. Let's say there were three babies born in the scenario. Rabbi Yehuda would say the chachamim would say you wait the time period after the third baby, and that's it. The third miscarriage. I shouldn't say baby. The third miscarriage, and that's it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes, the second one doesn't have a karban because it's subsumed in the first. But the third one was subsumed in the second. The second didn't count. So you'd have to bring a carbon for that as well. So that's a chumrah. But over here, what would happen if we said what we said before, that you do count the baby, if you do count the blood flow from the second baby, you would be extending the Yemei Tahara. That's a kula. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say that. Meaning, the second sad, without saying it, seems to indicate that it's as if the second baby is not there. Because otherwise, you're extending the Yemei Tahara, the time that she's permitted to her husband.
Why is it more different than, let's say, another? If somebody breaks the middle of another, it doesn't go that we finish up to the end, then continue, then start again. We break, stop, continue.
No. The Torah gave us a list. Torah gave us a list of the nazir. They didn't give us by here, so we're trying to figure out what the rules are. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Huna. So they're going to be like four attempts now to sort of figure out whether how Rav Yehuda works by Tahara, and with one of the attempts we'll go a little bit of tangent, but we'll try to figure out what the story is. So Amar Rav Huna Meisura Tashma. I'll bring a raya from the following brisa. This is a brisa legabe Korban Pesach. So you'll add this. A woman who gave birth, so she's tamei, right? Shochatin v'zorkin alea b'yom arba'im v'zachar b'yom shmonim l'mekeva. 2 points. Number one, the Korban Pesach can only be shechted and the blood can be thrown if somebody can be able to eat it that night. So meaning, if you are a tol yom and at night you're going to be kodesh, you can eat it. So here we're talking about a woman who's 40 days removed from the birth of a boy, or 80 days removed from the birth of a nekeva. And really, she was only becomes tamei, I think, the next day. She has to wait 41 and 81, right? So he says, so you let the shofim v'zorkin levi yom arbayim v'zachar v'yashmoni lekeva. So adkan, until the end of the 40th day and the 80th day of the keva, tamei, she's still tamei. Because only when it gets, so she can only really be tahor the next day. So the Gemara says, Amar Chizda Hanmani, who is this v'amar Chizda? No, that's the question. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says, asks from the Brisa, Ad Khan, to the 40th and 80th day, Temehi, she's still Temeha, because she has to bring her carbonos on either the 41st, to stay within the Keva, or on the 81st day. So how can you be mocked with the Korban Pesach for her on her day on day 80 when she's still Batuma? So the Gemara answers, the Amar of Chizda Hamani, who's this Brisa like? It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Vlad Sheni, Kaman the Lesser Dummy. So what does that mean? So the way he interpreted it, and according to Shita's Rashi, is that the Brisa is dealing with a case where she gave birth to twins, or two discharges, twins, one day before the other. Okay? So it's day 40 for the second, but it's day 41 for the first. So we see, according to this Brisa, the second one doesn't count. Megabe Tumah V'Tahara. Because if the second one counted, she would have to now wait till day 42 from the first discharge to become Tameh. She's only waiting, she's done. It's 40 days after the second, but it's 41 days after the first. And the Brisa says she can eat the Korban Pesach. So that's the review in the second discharge, Kemanda Lesa, by the Gabi Tumah V'Tahara. So it would have to be Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda would have to be holding that even by Tumah V'Tahara, we don't count the second baby. Right, Rashi says, Amr Chizda, Haimani Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr Vlad Shein, Kemanda Lesa Dami, Umokim Haimas Nisa, we established this Brisa, Beoledis Daomim, Hayom Echad, Vishain Lamachar. It's giving birth to twins, one today, one tomorrow. The Mem Vishaini, the 40th day of the second baby, who Mem Al of the Rishon. Rosh is going with the Zachar. 41 days of the Rishon. The Hayom, and today, Ru'uya Lahabi Korban Al Rishon. Today she'd be able to bring her carbon for the first one. The Ashmu'unin, and we see the Shokin Alea, Afilu Mukhuseris Kapara. Even though she'll bring the korban today, she can bring the korban today. And after they shech the korban pesach, they will bring her korban. I don't know, they have time to be makir of other korbanos while the makir is. I don't know. Okay. V'tochal erev pischa. Amo vlad sheni command the less liyos ma'akiv aleshti amonolo. The second vlad's not there. It's not good. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So the Gemara now continues. Basically continues the Raya.
Yeah, you do consider them, but the counting, the 40th day, 40, the second, I mean, you care about the second.
If we don't, from a halachic standpoint, what are you caring about to count where we're standing? The Gemara is making a point. Even though it's the 40th day to the second one, you still can be shef the carbon Pesach for her because it's the 41st day for the first one. She's going to be marked for carbon today. And the Gemara, I said it outside, the Gemara is going to say, if you eat a tumah, Sfilah Rabbi Yehuda Vlashen Kwan to Isadami, and if you're going to say the Gabay Tumah, Rabbi Yehuda views the second law as if it's there, so Hei Chishachtin Allah B'yom Arbaim, how can you shef for her on the 40th day, how can you shef the Pesach for her on the 40th day, right, even tonight, she can't eat the carbon Pesach, because she would have to wait until tomorrow to bring her kabbalas for the Yoledes. Right, so we see from here, Tahara Tuma, Svili Rabbi Yehuda Vlach, Tashin, Command, Lesser Dami. So even if it comes to Tuma Vatara, Rabbi Yehuda views the second Vlad as if it's not here. Gemara says, no, Rabbi Dov Laraya, the Bryce is not talking about the case of Ta'omim, it's talking about something else. And now we get to a little tangent about Pesach. La'olam Eimelach, I'll say to you, Tuma Vatara, Svili Rabbi Yehuda Vlach, Shin, Command, Isha Dami. No. He's going to hold the Vlad Cheney is there, Lagabe Tumah Vatara. Right? The Chitanya here, what's this Bryce talking about? The Pesach Ababa Tumah. We're talking about a Pesach that was brought when everybody was Tameh. So everyone was Tameh, you can bring the Korban Pesach. So she's Tameh also. So the Bryce is being Machadish that her Tumah, even though it's Tumah Yoledes, would be included in everybody else being Tameh, and she can bring it and she can eat it afterwards. Right? Since everyone's Tameh, she can eat it. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. Umi Akla, the whole permit. When everyone's tummy is a gabay tumas mace. This doesn't apply to tumas yoledes. Quotes the Mishnah in Psachim. Gmi akhla v'hatnan. Pesach haba b'tuma. If rov tzibur is tummy, tumas mace, and therefore they're allowed to bring the carbon Pesach that year on Pesach Rishon, lo yoch v'men of zadm zavas nivs of yoldos. Those tumas don't count. Yoldos doesn't count. She's not part of it. The drasha of the pasuk only allows tumas mace to count. So Gemara says, no. That Mishnah, which says that the Nida and Yoledes are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, it's lo achli, why? Ki lo tzvilon. Because they didn't do any tzvila yet. Ki tanya hi, let's finish the answer. Our braisa that says the shokin v'zorkin aleha, the hatavla. What happened was, let's say it's a zachar. So what happened was, after the 7 days, on day 8, she was nitva. She went to mikvah already. So now that she went to mikvah, she still can't eat kachim, because she's still mechuseres kippurim. She has to bring her karbanos 30 days from now. She has to bring her karbanos, but kol zman that she didn't mark the karban, but nevertheless, the gabe tumah, she's allowed to eat it, because she already went to mikvah. She got rid of a certain part of the tumah. She's not a complete tumah yoledes anymore, because she went to mikvah after the yemei tumah were over. What? Right, so that's
you can go to the mikvah, but you can't eat anything yet until it's finished. She's not finished yet.
But it allows her to eat the Korban Pesach. She can't eat other korbanos, but she can eat the Korban Pesach. Right, so that's the Ihachi. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, if that's the case, Mishmina Delahu Dechazia. So why does the Braisa say that she can eat it on day 40? She should be able to eat it after day 8, because she went to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Mishmini Lochazia, from the 8th day on, it's not worth. The kasabar tful yom dissolved kizav dummy. No, because they say the tful yom of a zav, she's a tful yom, extended tful yom, but the tful yom of a zav is kizav dummy. She's still considered a zav. So from day 8 to day 40, she can't eat because she's considered a zav. She's considered tful yom of a zav. So Gemara says, fine, ihachi, the yom arbaim nami bochazio. So she's still a zav on day 40. She's still a tful yom on day 40. Gemara says, no, lai, the yom arbaim chazio. The kasabar mechusik yifurim dezav la kasav dami. No, on day 40, what is she now? She's not just a tful yom. She's only just a mechuseres kippurim. She has to bring a karbanos the next day. So mechuseres kippurim kasav is not kasav. So therefore, only on day 40 can she eat the karbanos. But from day 8 to day 40, even though she was tovelas, that's considered a tful yom, and a tful yom cannot is like a kasav. It's like a kasav, and therefore she can't eat. So the Gemara says, okay, what?
That makes sense.
This is the easy part of the Gemara. Ula Rava, according to Rava, I'm serious. Ula Rava the Amar Mechusa Kippurim the Zav Kizav Dami. Well, Rava holds that Mechusa Kippurim for a Zav is Kizav. Therefore, even on day 40, she should not be able to eat, to have the Karban, because she cannot, she's missing the Karbanos. So she can't bring it, right? It's Kizav Dami. She wouldn't be able to eat the Pesach. So Hamas Nisa Hechemet Harsle. So has he explained our Mishnah that the Yoledes can be mocked to the Karban Pesach on her 40th day? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Mitaritz La, this is wild. Mitaritz La, the Bryce is dealing with the following case. It's not talking about When the Braisa says that you can shef the Pesach for Yom Rabbi Mazachar and Yom Shemoni Mekeva, it's not talking about the Yemei Toar, 40 days after she gave birth, and therefore it's, whether she's Tamei or Tar. It's talking, it's B'yom Arbayim Liyitzira Zachar, it's 40 days after the Vlad of the Zachar was conceived, and B'yom Shemoni Liyitzira Nekeva, or 80 days after the Nekeva was conceived. Can you tell?
No, absolutely not.
When can you first tell the sex of the baby?
The day was conceived.
No, 40 or 80 days later. 40 days or 80 days later. Can you tell?
You say in 80 days, you tell
what
the sex of the child is. 80 days?
Yeah. That's almost the end of the first trimester. You can tell. What about 40 days? I don't, I'm just asking nowadays, when you look down. 40 days you can tell?
40 days?
No.
Sex of the child.
But 80 days you probably can. You're almost...
No, not with ultrasound. You have to do...
No, it's the child's outer age. Oh, no. If you pull out the embryo at that time. Let's say you abort a fetus.
40 days for sure not.
In 80 days, if a fetus is aborted, would you be able to tell what the sex of the fetus is?
By looking at it, I don't think so either.
I don't know. All right. Gemara assumes that you can.
You can't tell the conception.
Because you've miscarried. What happens is here, B'yom Arbayim Liyitzirah Zachar, U'b'yom Shemoni Liyitzirah Nekeva, right? I don't know. You got a good point. I don't know. So Rabbi Shmuel, he... The Zachar is created Arbayim Ve'echad. It's 41 days after conception. The Vlad is... The Yitzirah of the Zachar is made... A Zachar is considered viable 41 days after conception. And the Keva is considered viable for 81 days after. And now, she miscarries the Zachar on day 40, or the Keva on day 80. So, she miscarried before the Yetziras of Vlad. You saw the Vlad is considered, you know, a real Vlad. So, she's not Matelis and Uber at all. And therefore, you say you can shech the Pesach for her. So, the question is, wait a second. Even if she was Matelis, and it's not a real Vlad, so she doesn't have too much Yoledes, she's too much Nida. There's some discharge that comes out when you miscarriage. So Kegel, the Timel he Mushum Nida. So Gemara says, I know, the Gemara says here, no, because it was Nida and Yoledes at the same time.
Exactly.
But here you're saying it's not Yoledes because it wasn't a viable fetus.
Right.
But at least it's Nida. So Gemara says, Belay the Yavesta was a dry delivery. Okay, so Gemara says, Yehachim Alam Emer. Dry miscarriage. Well, yeah. So, I don't know.
So, you say the birth, yeah. I'm not
yeah, but the birth of the... When they say birth, I think it means the birth of the Vlad. So, Ihachi, Maila Meima. Well, what's the Kiddush? If there was no discharge, there's no Tumah. It goes hand in hand. I mean, so the Gemara says, the Kiddush is that you can actually have a dry miscarriage. I think that's a pretty huge Kiddush. The Gemara says, Maila Meima, Maila Kema, Iyashal Pitat, the Psichas HaKever, which means the womb, below Dam. You would think that you can't have the opening of the rechem below dam, kamash malan, the efshel psichas akever below dam, that you can have the opening of the uterus without blood. I think maybe what you can say is that there is blood. I mean, there's got to be discharge. But halachically, we're not viewing that. We're not going to view that as anything but the psichas of uterine blood. Maybe. Because I don't know. Can you have a miscarriage without any any?
Really early on, I think so.
And what would happen to the zygote, whatever is inside, just disintegrate inside?
Yeah. Happens how long you in Pasula, you know, the first time that
right.
You can have it without Don, right? We have that old
problem. Oh, right. The Gemara says he was able to be noted. The Shmuel that was an expert. Oh. Okay, so that's first ride knocked away, and Bryce is not talking about Tomim. Still, we have the question, the point to review the whether or not we do the second baby, the Gabbai Tumah B'Tahara. Okay? So, Amar of Shmaya, Tashma, I'll bring it from here, Raya from here. All right, you gotta help me out. Tashma, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, it says, in the Keva Tele, if you give birth in the Keva, Betama Shruayim, she's then Tame for 2 weeks, Kinidatsa, Vishishim Yom, and Teshiv and Mate Tahara. For 66 days, she is then going to be considered Tahara. So the Gemara says, Yachal, Bein Ritsufin, Bein Mifuzarin, you would think that maybe those 60, right, the Gemara is going to focus, it says Shishim, right, it says Shishim, right, Yachal, Ben Ritzuf and Ben Mifuzarin. Maybe that set of days can be split off. It doesn't have to be consecutive. It could be Mifuzarin. Talmud Lomar Yom. It says Shishim Yom. Right? My Yom Ratzuf. You can't break up a day. A day is one 24-hour period. Av Shishim Kulam Ritzufim. So to the 60 have to all be complete in a row. They have to be in a consecutive. So money, who is this like? Elim Rabbanon, if you say it's the Rabbanon, me Yisru Rabbanon Mufuzarin. The Rabbanon never have a case of Mufuzarin. Because what happens with the Rabbanon in our Mishnah, every time she miscarries again, you restart the clock. So you're always going to get to have consecutive. Let's say she had 40 miscarriage, start the clock again. You have to, until you get to the 60, the days that have to be consecutive. Elalav Rabbi Yehuda, it could be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Umi the Kayahi Blah, right? Shishim Ritzufim Bahadeh Hadadi. This brisa, this pasuk is talking about Tumah V'Tahara. It says it has to be Ritzufim. Shema Mina Chumra Isle Rabbi Yehuda Kul Lesley. You see from here that only, you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that, I don't know what the words mean in the Gemara, but it seems to me that you have to have 60 Ritzufim. In order to have 60 Ritzufim, the second blood can't count. Because if the second blood counts by Tumah V'Tahara, what you ended up doing is you busted up the first Yimei Tahora, right? You busted up the first Yimei Tahora, and now you're counting the remaining Yimei Tahora afterwards. So then it's not Ratzu. So that's what it seems to be saying, right? Rashi says, El Rav Yehudi, it's towards the bottom. The Isla Yimei Tohar de Rishon de Lide Rishon Ikar Le'inyan Karbon, Rashmin Hachad Le'inyan Tum V'Tahara Les Le Yimei Tohar Le Rishon. He doesn't have that kula, meaning he says that the second baby, if you hold that the second baby counts for tumah, you have a chumra, you have a kula. He doesn't hold that kula. He only holds chumra because you need Ritzufin. Again, if you had the second baby count of Yimei Tahara, it would interrupt the count of the Yimei Tahara of the first baby, and then you continue afterwards. He doesn't have that because you have Ritzufin. So Gemara says, no, lo, Rabbanan he. Really, this is going like the Braisa. So if it's going like the Braisa, going like Rabbanan. So if it's going like Rabbanan, you have to find a way where the Rabbanan could possibly have a case of where it would be broken up. So, lo, Rabbanan he. Hachav Vayaskinan, what are we doing with over here? Li Yoledes Zachar Mitoch Shmonim Shon Nekeva. Somehow, I don't know how you figure this out. She miscarried a zachar within the 80 days of the nekeva, and the 40 days of the zachar are going to finish before the 80 days of the nekeva. Doesn't work, Gemara's going to say. Gemara's going to say that doesn't work. Basically, the 40 days of the zachar, the 7 plus the 33, will finish before the 14 and 66 of the nekeva. So in this case, the Chachamim are going to agree that you count from the first Leda. You count from the first Leda, the 80, and you bring the Karban after the 80. The Torah has to come tell you that when it comes to the Inyan Tahara, that's different. Right? When it comes to the Inyan Tahara, after the 80 days are over, she doesn't add the extra 7 days that are left over for the Zachar. She doesn't add those, she doesn't add the 7 days of the zachar of the Meitahot Tumah, because rather after the 80 days, she goes right into the Meitahara, the second one. I don't understand. Gemara says, so, nevertheless, it can't work. Because Shalmim Yomi the Kadma, Akan de Basra, Lo Shalmim, the Harabadan, the Halabadan, the Vatshenimano. Basically, what happens is that you have 14 days after she gives birth to a Vlad Nekeva, she's usher to her husband. Now, you're going to say she has now booked it to her husband. Okay? Then she has to wait 40 days for the Zachar to become viable. So the 14... That's day 54. So then she says that... And then how is it possible? So then after she gives birth on day 54, so she would have 7 days for the Zachar to be Tameh. So that's day, 61. And then she would have another 30 days...
33 days.
So makes it to what? Day 94. That's right. After 80 days of the Nekeva.
Right, but the initial...
No, but so the Gebraisa brings the case where that it was that the Yimei Tahara of the Zachar finishes before the Yimei Tahara of the Nekeva. It's impossible to have that case. Because if you have the Zachar at the earliest possibility during the Yimei Tahara of the Nekeva, it's still going to be day 94 after the Nekeva was born. So Ela Mishkachas Law, the case is as follows. Mishkachas Law L'Rabbanon, be yoledes to'omim. She's giving birth to twins. And nekeva kadmaisa v'zachar basra. First came the nekeva, then came the zachar. Right? Ukegon de lesel zaka basra be esrim metahara. But the zaka was given birth 20 days. Rashi's lot to ask for, but goes into the Gemara 20 days after the nekeva was given birth. I think it's possible that they keep it in. I think it's possible. Lesel zaka basra esrim yom metahara. The boy minkat la shivas yemei tuma de leda. She has to wait. So what happens now? She gave birth to the nekeva. And after 20 days from the Yemei Tahara, after 20 days, she gives birth to the Zachar. So basically, it's after 20 days of the Yemei Tahara. She gave birth to the Keva, she had 14 days, and then she had 20 days. So she's waited 34 days. 34 days later, she has the Zachar, right? So now she has to wait another 7 days of Tumah. Because you can't count Tahara when she's Tumah. She has to wait the 7 days of Tumah for the Zachar that was born. Right, so the boy leminkat le shivus made tuma deleda, and then another 40 days of zachar. Those 40 days will finish before the 80 days of the nekeva, right? Because let's say he was born on day 34 of the nekeva. It could be miscarriages. Either way, it doesn't matter.
What I'm saying, but there's no in between.
No. So day 34 she has the zachar. She waits 7 days, so that's day 41 for the nekeva. And then she waits 33 days. Yeah.
Okay.
Then she waits 33 days. You make tahara for the zachar. That's day 70.
It's 20 plus
20. Right. So that's 30.
20 plus not 70.
It's 14 plus the 20 is 34.
14 plus
20. Right. So that's
day
20 for you make tahara. Yeah. So it's not miscarriages. You're right. So it's 34 days. Then she has to wait 7 days for the zachar, which is 41, and then she waits another 33 days, which is day 74, which is 6 days before the Yemei Tahara for the Keva would be finished. V'hachik Amar, and the Brice is saying, Yachol Heichad Yod Ta'omim Nekev Mikar L'Zachar, so Tipasek Tumah Deleda B'mtzii, you would think that maybe the Tumah of the Zachar should break up, right, the Tahara of the Nekeva, and then Nimnei L'Shisha V'Shisha Mufuzarim, and she'll count the 66 days busted up, Tamalomer Yom, that no, my Yom Kula Ratzuf, Ashishim Kula Mitzufim. That it has to be Ratzuf. So basically, you don't go back and start recounting the Yemei Tahara of the Nekeva. You only would overlap, and then when she's done with the Zachar, I guess you're done.
Well, it's subsumed in the
I guess.
It's still the consecutive, obviously.
I guess, because those 7 days of the Tumah would count for the Yemei Tahara of the Nekeva, and then when she finishes the Yemei Tahara of the Zachar, that's subsuming the remaining Yemei Tahara of the Nekeva, because it has to be Ratzuf. The Yemei Tumah did not bust it up. Nachman, follow? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, I'll give you another raya. Tashma. I guess it wasn't good enough. Tashma. The Pasuk says, we just quoted it from the Nekeva case, the 60s. He's quoting the same thing. Amar Abaye, Pasuk says, by the Zachar, Ushloshin Yom, Ushloshin Yom, it takes Yemei Tahara for 33 days. She sits as Tahora. So Yachol Bein Ritzufim Bein Mufuzarin. Maybe it can be split up. Tamadomer Yom Ma Yom Kula Ratzav Ashloshim Kula Ritzufim. So Mitmaniha. Who is this? Ilim Rabbanah Miyislu Rabbanah Sain Gemara Miyislu Rabbanah Mufuzarin Harabbanah Lavach Leiniman. Only counts from the end. So El Alav Rabbi Yehuda Yishma Mina Chumra Isle Kula Lesle. That it cannot be Mufuzarin. So therefore, it can't be Mufuzar. The second Leiva can't count. So clearly, that it goes according to. He says it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda here. Because the first one didn't count. The first one we busted up. Right. The riot beforehand we said is not a riot for Rabbi Yehuda, because maybe that price is going according to the Rabbanah with the Ta'omim case. Now he's bringing the Limud from the Shloshim Yom for 30 days. I guess you really can't have the Ta'omim case in this because there's not enough time. But he says from the Shloshim Yom, you see it has to be Ratzuf, it has to be consecutive. And if it's going to be consecutive according to Rabbi Yehuda, then the second baby can't count. Because if the second baby counts, it's breaking up the Yemei Tahara of the first baby, then you continue and get afterwards, that can't be. Now you have your question. V'od, another raya. So V'od, Amar Rav Ashi Tashma, bring another raya. Go back to the original pasuk, right? We said it was Shishim Yom V'Sheishas Yomim. So we said the Shishim Yom doesn't count because you can apply that to a case of the Rabbanim. What about the Sheishas Yomim? He says, Sheishas Yomim, Yachol Bein Ritzufim Bein Mufuzarim, Tamalomer Shishim, Ma Shishim Kulam, therefore it says Shishim. Right? It says V'Shishim Yom V'Sheishas Yomim. Right, so you would think it's Yachol Bein Ritzuf Bein Mufuzarim, because it says Yomim there, I guess. So Tamalom Rashishim, Ma Shishim Kulam Ritzufim, just right, because it's Shishim Yom, Visheshis Yomim. So So you would think, okay, so Shishim Yom taught me one thing, but Shishim Yomim, Yomim is plural. Yomim don't have to be consecutive. Yom has to be consecutive, but Yomim doesn't necessarily have to be consecutive. So he says, no, we just learn consecutive this from Shishim. So if I learn consecutive from Shishim, it's going to apply to the second part also. So he said, Tamad Omer Shishim, Ashish Kulu Tzufim, Av Shisha Kulu Tzufim. It all has to be Ratzuf. Right? Ilaim Mani, Ilaim Rabbana, Misa Rabbana Mufuzarim. They never have the case of Mufuzarim. Bahami Rabbana, Mabat Sheini Manya, Elalah, Rabbi Yehudihi, Shmamina, Kurma Islai Kul, Leslai Shmamina. See from here clearly that the second birth does not stop the Yemei Tahara of the first of the first birth. It's considered, I mean, basically, it's considered, what I would think, it does not stop it, which means that you still count Yemei Tumah. You still have Tumah for the time period of the second baby, but when that Yemei Tumah finishes, you only continue the remainder. You don't add. Right, you don't pick up. In other words, let's say she had 17 days left. Let's say she had 17 days left. You only pick up at day 10 because it continues. Okay, finished with that. I'm really finished with that. Okay, the Mishnah before gave us 5 carbon olah v'yoreds, and the difference is between the carbon that a carbon olah v'yored is the difference between your ani or ashir. So now the Mishnah says who will bring the carbon olah v'yored. So elu mevi'im carbon olah v'yored. That is shmias kol. That is the guy who sins that by his friends made him swear, whether he knows Eidus or not, he swore that he doesn't know Eidus, and really he does know Eidus. And the pasuk there says, "V'nefesh tikitefta b'shama kol Allah bu eid ora yidav lo yikiv nasa'avo." No, so he has to bring a carbon as chatas if you swear to deny Eidus when you know Eidus. It's carbon all over your reed, right? The albitu shvatayim, someone who swears shvur sheker. The altumas mitzvah v'katshav, someone who enters the base of Mikdash or he eats kodesh when he is tameh. That is 3. Number 4 is the yoledes, right? She really has to bring one keves for an ola and a bird for a chatas, but if she can't, she can bring 2 birds, one for ola, one for chatas. And the mitzora. The mitzora is bringing his karbanos on the day of his tahara. It really says he's supposed to bring a shnei kvasim tmimim, right? 2 kvasim and another keves echad, right? He's supposed to bring that, but if he's poor, he can't bring the keves for the asham. He can bring shnei torim or shnei bnei yonah, whatever he can bring. Whatever the halachas apply there, I think we said it b'meizah b'shogeg. We had the gemara that said it's b'meizah b'shogeg. How can it be b'shogeg? Because the guy really thought that you didn't have to give testimony. The gemara mentioned that a couple of days ago. Of it's b'meizah b'shogeg, right? Those were the cases of b'meizah b'shogeg. So now, the carbon olah v'yored, remember, has 3 levels. You have the carbon of the usher, which is an animal, the carbon of the dalos, the poor guy, which is the birds, and the carbon dali dalos, which is the guy who's like being forced to buy medical insurance by Obamacare. That guy's really poor, and therefore he can obviously afford the medical insurance. So that guy, he has to bring a mincha. He's really poor, he brings a mincha. 3 levels. So Tan Rabbanan, yesh, the carbon olah v'yored is divided. Yesh, there are some carbon olah v'yored, maybe bedalus vashirus, you bring level 2 and level 1. Yesh maybe bedalus, some you just bring level 2. But yesh maybe bedali dalus, and some you can even bring level 3. Right? The Bryce continues, we'll just explain it. Yoledes, how does it work? Yoledes maybe a bedalus vashirus. So yoledes has 2 levels, level 1 and level 2. Animals or birds, right? But doesn't have a mincha. Mitzora maybe bedalus. Your mitzora can bring, the mitzora can bring level 2, right? But Shmias Kol, Lubita Sasayim, Mitumas Mitis Gotchov, May Vidalis Vidali Dalis. They can bring level 3 as well. If they're that poor, they can bring level 3. Okay. What? Yeah, even level 3. Even level 3. So Tana Idach, right, another Brysa. Yesh maybe Echad Tachas Echad. Yesh maybe Shnayim Tachas Shnayim. Yesh maybe Shnayim Tachas Echad. Yesh maybe Echad Tachas Shnayim. Umikana Talame La Siris Ha'efa Vipruta. You can bring one in place of one, 2 in place of 2 in place of 1. You can bring 1 in place of 2, and from here you see that the korban mincha is that's brought. The value of it is a pruta. Okay, what does that mean? Yoledes, the yoledes may be a achas tachas achas. When she substitutes, because she's poor, she's substituting one bird for one animal. That's what it is. Pray the achas to oaf. One pray the achas to oaf. She brings. Right, pray the achas to oaf tachas keves. She brings one. She always had to bring one bird for the chatas. Now she's substituting an ola bird for a keves. Was supposed to be an ola, so that's one type. She always brings one, but now she can bring 2. She's substituting one bird for one animal. Okay? Mitzora, shnei predim, tachos shnei kvasim. The Mitzora, when he gets poor, substitutes two birds for two animals. Shmias kov, vitis satayim, tumas vitis kotsov, nevin shnei predim, tachos kivas achas. You substitute two birds for one animal, right? And mevin bedali dalus, asir se'efa, if you're really, really poor, you're destitute, you bring an asir se'efa, tachos shnei predim. You're bringing one asir se'efa instead of two birds. Right, because that applies by Shmias Kol B'Tzvayim Tumas Mitzvah Tekatshav. So the Gemara said, Katani Mikon Atalomid La'Asirus Ha'Efa. From here you see that the Asirus Ha'Efa is solace that you bring when you're destitute. Shehi Pruta. That it's better than as a Pruta. Okay, now this I really don't get either. Minolan. How do you know that it could be? How do you know that it's a Pruta? So he says, we have a Bryce that says Ha'Omer. A guy says Harei Alai B'Sel L'Mizbeach. If I take an oath that I'm going to, bring a korban that's valued as a seller to the Mizbeach, and he doesn't say which korban he's going to bring, maybe keves. He brings a keves, he brings a sheep. She'ein dover karba sell el keves. The only thing that's brought as a seller, which is an expensive amount, is the keves. Mimai, how do you know the keves is valued as a seller? Mi da'am rahmanan, because the Torah says, el asham, right, the el asham that has to be brought is, that's 2 years old, it's bekesef shkolim. Has to be brought bekesef shkolim, which is two sloyim. Okay? The kesef shkolim is two sloyim. Miklal, that's a 2-year-old. Miklal, the keves ben shana, the besela. Somehow they say that it increases in value, doubles the value from year one to year two. So at year one, it's worth half of that value, which is only a sela. So, midichtiv, so that, and you know you have to bring a ben shana, midichtiv, keves ben shana, so. So you see that the keves, which is half the age of the ayil, its value is also half of the ayil. The ayil is valued at 2 sloyim. The keves is valued at 1 sela. Utnan, and we have in our Mishnah that we learned a few days ago, but when they had the inflationary issues by the birds, right? Amdu kinim bo bayom birivatayim. The kinim, meaning the sale price of birds, came up to a quarter of a dinar, right? So it came out that the korban asher, which is a keves, which is the mechira as a seller. A seller has 4 dinar, and the korban of the dal was a quarter of that. It was a quarter of a dinar. So it wasn't that big. Umidachas rachmana ale de dalos. And the Torah obviously said that the dalos is very concerned about him. Lemehave chad mishit asar ba'ashit asiris. The Torah wanted that the korban of the dal, right, to be 1/16th of the value of the korban of the asher. Of the asher. So therefore, Chas Rachman Alei the Dali Dalos Madicham Mishit Asar B'Dalos. So therefore, the lower level, should be 1/16th of the middle level. Okay. So Imkain, so the Gemara says, wait a second, how does that work then? Imkain, if the carbon of the Dali Dalos is the price is set based on the price of the level 2, Dalos Kamehavi, how much was the Dalos level 2? We just said it's Rivia. It's a quarter of a dinner. We just said, right? It was a quarter of a dinner. The Kama Priti Biriva, and how many Prutos are in a quarter of a dinner? Arboyim Vitmane Priti, 48. They're 48 Prutos. So, Chad Mishit Asar, the Dalos Kamehavi, so what's 1/16th of that? That's Tuasa Priti. That's 3 Prutos. Right?
One.
Exactly. The Katani Mikandalom Asius Efa Bapruta. So, Amai Bapruta. Ha'amar, asir se'efa dali dalasu, vermat chad mishit srei, you say 1/16, the dalasu, the chashin plus a pruta havi, that's 3 prutas. So Tanas, as Gemara says, here, miyoledis yolev, you learn the mechir, the price of the dali dalas from the yoledis. The maisa preda achas. She brings one bird, substituting, don't count the other birds she's going to bring anyway, just look at the one bird she's substituting for the one animal. Well, the bird, two together, is 1/16th of the keves. So one bird is only 1/32s. 1/32s of the keves. 1/32nd, right, remember. 1/32, right? 1/32 in the value. Okay, so how does that work? So then the Gemara says, okay, so the Gemara says, V'adkan, okay, that, dali dalas kamehavi, chad mishit asar b'dalas. So we say that the poor persons, is 1/16th of what the value of this one bird is. Okay? So, but, and the Mehecha Yoleth, we said that the Dali Dallas is 1/16th, and here we're now going to say it's, one second. According to what we said, Right, so according to what we just said before, so then it turns out that the lowest level is valued at 1/32 of the bird. So the Gemara says, Ad kan dali dalas kamehave. What's the shear? We said chad mishis bedalas. It's 1/16. We say it's 1/16. Dimehecha yolach mikavetz va'ayol and ad kan futa b'klap halgahava. According to what you're turning now, that the dal, it should be that the dali dalas is 1/16. And somehow it turns out to be a futa and a half. The Gemara then says, I don't know where you get there, we're going back to the Yoledes. I'm a Rava, Kula Nosumi Yoledes. I'm just going to finish up the Mishnah. Kula Nosumi Yoledes, the Yoledes. You learn it out from the Yoledes. V'hachik Amar, mi zechas rachman alei the Dalos. Since you were chas on the Dalos, l'mahavi chami plus and train the Asirish, it's 1/32 of the Asirish somehow, so you're only buying one bird. So, umaihi Yoledes, that's the Yoledes. So, hei chas rachman alei the Dali Dalos, l'mahavi chami plus and betray the Dalos. So, we turn it to 1/32 of the Dali Dalos. 1/32 of that. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi nechi rivi pruta habed." If it's 1/32 of 1/32, you end up having less than a pruta. So why does the Braisa say that you have to bring the mincha and the pruta? It says, "El dolav orach ara leasuya pachas pruta makom." It's not covered to bring something value less than a pruta. Something less than that amount is not kashuv enough to be brought as a carbon. We'll stop here. I apologize for the difficulty of the Gemara, but it's a tough piece of Gemara. All right, have a good day.